pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio. Take no prisoners with Vito Esposito. I'm Vito, and hope you all are doing well. It's Friday. The weekend is approaching us, and of course, it is a holiday weekend coming up, July 4th, Independence Day. Independence Day. And of course, the progressives would so like to drop the Independence Day and just make it the 4th of July, you know, just celebrate and forget about history and rewrite history. But we're not going to do that here at Global Patriot Radio. It's Independence Day on Tuesday, July 4th. So I'm going to discuss a little bit about independence and also the destruction, the intentional destruction by the progressive liberal Democrat Marxist Party. And it'd be my pleasure to do so today, given that we are on the, we are approaching Independence Day. But as I do, well, actually, I want to give a quick plug here. My sister turned me on to this the other day, and it's an app that you can get on your iPhone and I believe on Android as well. It's called Public Square. Now, we know and understand out there how Bill Gates and the global mafia is trying to not only infect each and every human being on Earth, but they have also making it a mission now to inoculate with the mRNA virus, vaccine, cows, cattle, beef. And of course, if you all out there did not adhere to the World Health Organization's population control jab, they're just going to put it in beef. And if you download this app called Public Square, you can actually buy beef from American farmers if you're here in the United States, from American ranchers, and you can be assured that it is going to be mRNA free. The Cattle Box, Good Ranchers is one of the organizations that subscribes to Public Square. They have a Burger's Box, a Rancher's Classic, the Cattleman, the Feast, Family Feast Bundle, fish, chicken, and pork, which is great. So check out Public Square. You will have to download the app on your phone. If you have an iPhone, you can go to the App Store. And the symbol, it has a square symbol, purple and bluish square. So I'd recommend it. And it looks like there's some great opportunities in there as far as to buy other items as well, including coffee, clothing, treats, nutrition, and just a bunch of items. Just check it out, and you'll see that there are some still pro-American organizations out there that haven't bought into the global mafia's scare tactics. And since it's Friday, I like to read from the good book. Hello, Duck. Nice to see you, man. Duck from Northwest is in the house, and welcome to all out there in podcast land. I want to say I like to read from the good book, Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. And this Proverbs chapter is titled The Wicked Man. And I'll tell you, God knows what he's talking about, doesn't he? A wicked man, verse 12, a worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. 13, he winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. And boy, does this describe Joe Biden to a T. 14, perversity is in his heart. Here again, spot on. He devises evil continually. He sows discord, just as Joe Biden does on a daily basis. 15, therefore his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. 16, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. 17, a proud look, a lying tongue. That truly describes Joe Biden. And it also describes Barack Hussein, Satoru, Obama, a proud look and a lying tongue. And we saw that for 8 years, and we still see it right now with Barack Hussein, Satoru, Obama. Hands that shed innocent blood. Well, you could say Afghanistan for Biden, and then for Obama Biden, you certainly can say Benghazi. You can include Hillary Rotten Clinton in that as well. The wicked man goes on, verse 18, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, unless, of course, there's a right-wing sandbag in his way. 19, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. The last verse certainly does sum up Joe Biden, Barack Obama, really well. One who sows discord among brethren. And certainly the Democrat National Committee does sow that discord, and they do send out their talking points to all of their little chimpanzees of the Democrat Party and get their minions on to stay on message, a false message that lies. It's a nonstop. And I want to thank Sue from New Mexico. And thank you, Sue. She's on the board, and Ducky says hello. I know you do, Duck. But she did say that I may have ended the show on a defeatist attitude on Monday, and I didn't mean to do that. I like to point out the hypocrisy and as well as the intention of the Washington, D.C. syndicate and the global cabal, the global mafia, and what their intent is for these United States, for our constitutional republic. And we all can agree that there has been a massive push to globalize America. And one could deduce that because of who has been installed in the White House effective January 1, 2021, Joe Biden. Joe Biden was never good enough and popular enough to win an election on his own, whether that election was for the Democrat Party presidential nominee for president, or should he have attained that, could win it on his own. Yes, I, for one, do not believe that Joe Biden won the 2020 election. I'm not an election denier. I'm very suspect of the 2020 election. I mean, here you have a man who won less counties in the United States than Barack Hussein, Satoru, Obama, and supposedly gets 81 million votes. Don't buy it. You know, when he was out there campaigning and when they did let him out of the basement, they put 24 circles and they put a chair in each circle, and Joe couldn't even fill that room. And conversely, you've got President Trump out there, 30,000 people, you know, another 10,000 people, 15,000 people waiting. So no, I do not believe Joe Biden won. And I'll tell you, and the reason for that is how quickly the Biden-Harris regime conducted their dismantling of every positive program and policy for these United States and for the American people. And we witness on a daily basis during the last 891 days of how this regime lies and how they prance out their propaganda princess as White House press secretary, and she lies. And she does it quite well. You know, she always has an answer for everything unless she doesn't have an answer. And then we're subjected to Joe Biden's chronic lying, habitual lying, and misinformation. And that's what I'm taking exception to today, is the misinformation. And this is what I apologize if I had a defeatist attitude on Monday. I do not. I am going to expose these frauds in Washington, D.C., these con men, these career politicians who are trying to destroy America from within. It's bad enough that the Muslim Brotherhood wrote an explanatory memorandum back in 1994, entitled it the Explanatory Memorandum, which was their mission statement. And that mission statement stated the Iquan must understand their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying America from within. And that's the operative word, from within. And now we have that same body, that same mentality that has infected the Democrat Party, that has infected the Uniparty, because there is, it seems like there's just one party in Washington, D.C., and we have to be honest. You're not a crackpot. You're not a kook. You don't wear a tinfoil hat. There is one party. It's called the Uniparty. And they all subscribe to the same thing, power. And it seems like we have an individual in Joe Biden who is bent on rewriting history, and we're distracted by his feebleness. We're distracted by his shuffling of his feet. And it's a great distraction, because what it's done is it has taken us from the focusing on the real picture, on what's really happening in government, to focusing on a feeble individual, a feckless little fraud, who was installed as president of the United States to do one thing, and that was to undo everything Trump did. A heartless man, a man with no soul. And it's exactly how Sarge painted that picture just 2 months ago. Joe Biden is a heartless man. And we focus on the wicked man, but he's doing exactly what he was installed to do. And as I stated, this weekend, you know, coming upon us is a holiday weekend as we prepare to celebrate Independence Day, July 4th. And back on July 4th, 1776, a day which patriots, colonists, rose up and they fought for their freedoms, their independence, and their liberties. Liberties that we were enjoying to today. At least we thought we were enjoying to today. And today, June 30, 2023, that fight continues. That fight which started back in 1776, because a government in Washington, D.C. has run amok. A government in Washington, D.C. who is intent on rewriting history, including rewriting the Declaration of Independence. And sadly, they are rewriting the U.S. Constitution, although today and yesterday certainly was momentous, with the United States Supreme Court in a 7-2 and a 6-3 decisions. One struck down the affirmative action that you can't base your enrollment in Princeton and Harvard on race. Imagine that, doing it on your own merits. And of course, all the race baiters and the Marxists and the anti-Americans, you know, they're out in force, including that phony Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren was out there, and she was, the great white dope was out there talking about how it's such a discrimination. But yet she defrauded Harvard University, okay, to claim that she was an American Indian, and she was not, because she couldn't get into Harvard on her own merit. So therefore, she abused the system, and now she's out there acting as if nothing happened. You know, this is how shameless the left wing truly is. It shows how much of a fraud Elizabeth Warren truly is, the one 1,024th of an Indian. And here she possibly denied other qualified students to enter Harvard at that time. And you know, the priceless thing about that shameless Elizabeth Warren is that she's still on staff at Harvard University. While she's soaking the American people for $175,000 a year plus, she's getting upwards to $250,000 a year at Harvard to remain on staff. Now, these are the same individuals who are out there bellyaching about the student loans. Oh, it's important that you're paying for the student. No, the American taxpayer is not responsible for your student loan. It's not compulsory for you to go to college. It is not compulsory for you to attend the university, although the progressive movement, the Marxist movement, is to ingrain in children so they can continue to be wards of the state that they must go to college. You don't have to go to college to be successful. You don't have to go to college to own your own business. You could still own a store. You could do something in IT and still be as successful. Oh, by the way, I don't know if – did Bill Gates get a – or any of his fellows that they started Microsoft in a garage? You know, it's not compulsory to go to college. And by the way, if you choose to go to college, it's not compulsory for the United States taxpayers to pay your tuition. Okay, so kudos to the Supreme Court in a 6-3 ruling struck down the Biden, the Biden unconstitutional act that was going to cost taxpayers at least $400 billion. And, you know, without a debt ceiling limit, what does the irresponsible and the fiscally irresponsible, reckless Joe Biden and Biden regime care about running up public debt? They don't care. Because one of the Marxist goals is what? Is to attain unsustainable debt. And, of course, the giveaway programs. Because the indoctrination of children today from preschool through college is to think that the U.S. government's going to take care of you. And the U.S. government owes you something. The U.S. government owes you nothing. One of the photos that I put on the scroll in today is from Patrick Henry. The Constitution is not a document for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government. And today, the decision, a 6-3 decision by the United States Supreme Court, was right to strike down paying college tuition for students. You know what? If tuition is so high, then maybe it's incumbent upon the colleges and universities to lower the tuition instead of raping the American taxpayer. It's about time that the Harvards, the Stanfords, the Dukes, okay, all of these Ivy League schools, why don't they just lower their tuitions? Why don't you stop paying these little frauds like Pocahontas Warren $250,000 just to continue to be on staff? How many students would that fund? Whether you go to Brown, whether you go to Penn, whether you go to University of Florida, Florida State, University of Texas, suddenly it's incumbent upon the U.S. taxpayer to fund your college tuition? Take care of you from cradle to grave, right? So the government in Washington, D.C. has run amok. And rewriting the U.S. Constitution is exactly what the Democrat Party, what the Uniparty is doing, and they're doing it ad nauseum. One of the articles inside of the U.S. Constitution is Article 4. Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. And since we are approaching Independence Day, and since we have a government that is intent on rewriting our nation's history, rewriting our U.S. Constitution, let's clear something up right now. Because on the DNC marketing firm TV show, MSNBC, Joe Biden made an appearance. And Nicole Wallace, as well as Joe Biden, they love to say a Democrat, a democracy. We're democratic, a democratic form of government, a democratic. And you hear that from the anointed one, Hakeem Jeffries. Hear that from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Well, let me tell you something. Article 4, Section 4 is really clear. The United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. And on application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. It doesn't say a Democratic form of government. It says a Republican form of government. And this is the intentional distraction. And it's one of the reasons why they put Biden in place. You know, we're all captivated with the fact that he could fall upstairs and he falls off his bike and he trips over a right-wing sandbag, or just walks aimlessly around and then goes on these incoherent rants and can't even complete a sentence. Or in the case of John Fetterman, you know, introducing Biden as a collapsed bridge, which is probably the only sane thing that John Stutterman had stated.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here.
Standing next to a collapsed bridge is probably the only coherent thing that John Stutterman, Fetterman said. But the fact is that the United States of America was formed and it shall guarantee each state in the union a Republican form of government, not a Democratic form of government, not the radical and extreme Democratic Marxist form of government, not the radical and anti-constitutional Marxist form of government. And it's important that we talk about the U.S. Constitution and we talk about the Declaration of Independence, which once again, Joe Biden provided misinformation and disinformation about the Declaration of Independence and was not even called out for his misinformation. Now, either we have an issue with Joe Biden's mental acuity and he is truly senile, or he is put in place to intentionally misinform the American people and indoctrinate the American people with disinformation. You know, the same individual and the same individuals, including his handlers, who wanted to put a disinformation board in place, okay, to monitor American speech. Now, there are two important documents, the Declaration of Independence written on July 4th, 1776, followed by the U.S. Constitution, which was adopted in 1787. And what I find extremely sad are the dishonest, woke Marxist politicians today who intentionally deceive Americans. Dishonest American politicians who intentionally speak lies and disinformation and try to advance and invoke their woke identity, extreme anti-American agenda. Whether it's the Obamas or Pelosi or Pelosi's puppet Jeffries, Schumer, Schiff, and now the unfit Joe Biden, all intentionally defrauding Americans. And Joe Biden continues his feeble ways, and the DNC-backed media, the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, not the Democratic Party, because there's nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. The propaganda arm of the Democrat Party continues their cover-up of an unqualified anti-American. As the Gateway Pundit states, the DNC public relations firm MSNBC, and I thought that was a great comment by Christina Layla of the Gateway Pundit. In her article, she titles, "He's Shot, Joe Biden Confuses the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence." Now, we all know that Joe Biden's confused on a daily basis, but is he really confused? Or is it intentional? Because I've heard him say this on many occasions. I've also heard Democrats say this on many occasions. And that's to rewrite the Declaration of Independence and insert their woke agenda. Other DNC public relations firms include ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, New York Times, USA Today. And they proved it this past week when they omitted the fact that Joe Biden said that Putin was fighting a war in Iraq, when in fact it was Ukraine. You know, you've got these DNC public relations firms who continue to sanitize Joe Biden and his lack of mental clarity. The Washington Post, NPR, and PBS, they pretty much do the same thing. And this used to be termed the mainstream media, right? But these are DNC public relations firms. They are not the mainstream media. They are the extreme media. And since they are all on the same side of the political aisle, and they espouse the same radical anti-American belief system, they are part of the extreme media. And you know they're extreme because if you and I dare to espouse making America great, we are now considered terrorists. Can you imagine from 1776 to 2023, 246 years, we have the same belief system as the colonists who were tired of Great Britain's rule. We were tired of King George's edicts. And we believed in the United States of America as the colonists believed in their newly formed United States, or at the time, the 13 colonies. They believed in freedom and liberty as we, making America great, do. We believe in the United States of America. We believe in America exceptionalism. And that's not being cocky, and that's not being extreme or brash. There was a reason that Donald Trump led the way for America to be energy independent, not in 10 years, not in 5 years, but he did it in 2 years. Why? American ingenuity. Why? Because that's what a leader does. A leader doesn't cede America's energy policies to their foreign enemies like OPEC, like Russia, like Venezuela, like the theocratic terrorist regime of Iran. But when those countries buy a president of the United States like they have done with the Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, it makes it easier to transition America away from energy independence to global dependency, and then paint your political opposition as terrorists. No, the real extremists are the ones in Washington, D.C. right now. They are the real radicals. They are why the colonists, the patriots, fought back in 1776 and rejected this tyranny. And now we have an executive branch that thinks that they can rule unilaterally, irrespective of this thing called the United States Constitution. We have a president of the United States who is redefining what the Declaration of Independence states, and there's no pushback. There is no pushback. Mr. President. I'm sorry. That wouldn't be Nicole Wallace. Excuse me, Mr. President. I think you're wrong. I think you inserted a little bit of your woke agenda in there. No, but because they all believe in this left-wing radical ideology, it's okay to employ the disinformation. It's okay that Joe Biden and the Biden crime family and let's say Joe Biden's handlers are all engaged in the campaign of disinformation to dumb Americans down while behind the scenes they are dismantling our constitutional republic. And we Americans have every right to be angry with the globalization of our great country, our great republic, because it's being done within. It's being done by the very people that we've elected to the United States Congress and to the White House, although some could question if Joe Biden was really elected. But you know what? He's been installed, and sadly, that is not going to change until 2024. So we're ready. We're getting ready to celebrate Independence Day. And once again, just 246 years later, Americans are being challenged, just as the colonists were in 1776 by King George and England. The Declaration of Independence was authored by the Second Continental Congress on July 4th, 1774, and it was signed by 56 members of the original states: Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. 56 brave men took on Great Britain, took on King George. So why do I point this out? Because Joe Biden is the de facto leader of the destructive Democrat Party. Joe Biden is the liar in chief and continues to lie and intentionally misinform. And how pathetic that Joe Biden cannot even determine what is the Declaration of Independence and what is the U.S. Constitution, nor can he accurately recite the Declaration of Independence. His senility continues to show Joe Biden is unfit to serve as president of the United States, and the DNC media is nothing but the PR firm who continues to cover up for this frail, weak man. But the Washington, D.C. syndicate, their objective is to distract and focus on a weak man who speaks lies, who points his fingers, who shuffles his feet, who falls. As John Fetterman said, I'm standing next to a collapsed bridge. So let's focus on that collapsed bridge while the dismantling of Republic continues to behind the scenes. You know, and God bless the right-wing news media, okay, because they're trying to give us information. But, you know, looking through the news sources that were coming down, the headline news, and many in the headline news were focusing on Joe Biden awkwardly wanders off MSNBC set while cameras rolling. And while it does show, you know, a feeble Joe Biden exiting and just wandering, what's more egregious is Biden invoking his misinformation, Marxist wokeism, and rewriting the Declaration of Independence. This is an intentional act of maligning the Declaration by a president of the United States who continues to show the destruction of our republic is from within. And frankly, I'm tired of this intentional campaign of disinformation and misinformation, especially coming from the president of the United States. Coming from the United States government, whose extreme agenda is anti-American. Now, the Declaration of Independence is quite clear. I'm not sure I can take this call. All right, I'm going to take this call real quick. I'm going to take a cold, and you got 2 minutes. So, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, it's Hank.
Hey, Hank, how you doing?
I just came from Sam's Club, first of all. By the way, if that place sold 40-ouncers, it would be an official war zone. But anyway, quick correction, it's MSDNC, and it's not MSNBC. It's MSDNC.
Thank you.
You know, the sad part is I'm not even sure Dopey Joe believes the woke stuff. He's just utilizing it to try and cement power. That's what's so sad. I don't think a lot of these people believe this crap. I think they just use it to seize. I mean, that's what's so sick about it. And I mean, you're just spot on with it. You're totally spot on with it. And I'm so grateful that I got to listen today, because, you know, usually Fridays I am not available. But I just had to call and say that. And thank you for fighting the fight, man.
Hey, thank you for what you do as well, Hank. And you can listen to Hank Jones right here on Global Patriot Radio, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday evenings. And we have to fight the fight, Hank. We are not going to be silent. We are not going to be quiet. We are not going away. We are the true patriots in America, and we're not extremists. We're Americans.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, thanks, Hank.
Talk to you later, man.
All right, ciao. What I wanted to get to was with as Hank was talking about was the Declaration of Independence. And yes, I think that there's an intentional deceit only because Joe Biden has said this when he had a little bit more clarity. And I've heard him say this on several different occasions over the years. Now, the actions by the Second Continental Congress, July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence reads, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And what I am tired of hearing, and what disinformation is being stated, and what was stated on the DNC propaganda show, MSNBC, or as Hank says, MSDNC, is when Joe Biden inserts, can't even say it accurately, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men and women are created equal. He goes, men and women. It doesn't say that. All men, which includes women, are created equal. And then they try to take out of context inalienable rights. Now, this intentional deceit by the Democrat Party and by the de facto leader of the Democrat Party is shameless. It's shameful, disgraceful. It's intentional. Because they don't teach history anymore in schools, it seems like. And in order to program the youth of today is to provide disinformation. The Declaration of Independence is quite clear. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Patrick Henry, the Constitution is not a document for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain government. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And that's what we've lost just 236 years later. 46 years later. The Declaration goes on that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form. And boy, is that not true. I think we've come to that point in our lifetime that it is the right that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form. And that's why I have to give kudos to the Supreme Court. And while the left wing is melting down, and while the left wing now is calling the U.S. Supreme Court radicals and extremists, which, by the way, Judge Brown did, okay, and she was slapped down by Justice Thomas, and you can go to Gateway Pundit and read Justice Thomas's, rebuttal to Justice Brown and her radical separatist thought process concerning the court's decision on affirmative action. And you'll see this weekend, you know, you'll have the nasty Pelosi's, the her little pawn, Jeffries, and Chuck Schumer, and Adam Schiff, and I'm sure Swalwell will have to get into the picture, okay? They're going to call the U.S. Supreme Court radicals. But the Supreme Court actually did a service to all people, because you should not be given an edge because of your race, creed, or color. And that kills the identity politics. That kills the wokeism. And this government does need to be abolished. And it doesn't mean that you abolish the U.S. government. It means you abolish the current occupants, including the Washington, D.C. employees, you know, the bureaucracy. You know, President Trump was on the right track. And when you look at how President Trump took America to energy independence in 2 years, not 10 years. Okay? Oh, it's going to take 20 years. It's going to take 10 years. It's going to take no less than five years and 18 months. And America was energy independent. America was a chief exporter of oil, and as a result, America was booming economically, and that's what the global mafia, the Washington, D.C. syndicate, did not like. The Declaration goes on, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. Transient causes. Isn't that what the Marxists in Washington, D.C. have adopted these days? Transient causes, including trans. Isn't it kind of odd that our founders used the word transient, trans? And this woke agenda adopts these transient causes. Citizens who make up less than 1% of the population now are given 99% of the attention, again, to distract the American people with this radical woke agenda. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same objective evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. And that's what we have today. A long train of abuses. The abuse of American taxpayers. The abuse of American politicians. the abuse of power, power that's corrupted this Washington, D.C. syndicate. And you know something? The majority of people recognize this. The majority of people understand this. Even those that were sitting on the sidelines, not engaged in the political process, see this. And they're disgusted by this. And what the Washington, D.C. syndicate wants to ensure that a leader in opposition doesn't rise up. What the D.C. syndicate wants to ensure that there isn't a voice that organizes Americans to the point that brings us back to 1776. It's how George Washington rallied the troops and was fearless, sat on a horse, and yet the British could not stop him. And see, the Washington, D.C. syndicate is fearful of that. And now that they've acquired this power in their brain, okay, in this power that they believe that they can control, they want to ensure that a leader of the opposition party doesn't rise. And so they will do anything and everything to destroy any individual that should rise to that level. Well, who does that sound like? Son of a gun. Someone who goes out there and adopts this phrase, make America great. And now you have this left-wing anti-American agenda who considers you and me to be radicals, to be terrorists. And just 246 years ago, our founders knew that man would engage in some type of despotism, abuse of power. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same objective evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And you know what? This is exactly why the Washington, D.C. syndicate does not want Donald Trump running in 2024. I'm sorry, you can't convince me otherwise. When Donald Trump goes out into America's, and he goes out into you pick the state. It could be the blue state of New Jersey. It could be Iowa. It could be Florida. It could be Texas, Arizona. And commands an audience of thousands, tens of thousands of Americans. American patriots come out to listen to Donald Trump. It scares the holy hell out of the Washington, D.C. mafia, the Washington, D.C. syndicate. I know that Donald Trump is not the Messiah. We all know that Donald Trump is not Jesus Christ. The fact is that Donald Trump now is the leader of the opposition party. And that's a threat to the Washington, D.C. syndicate. Because if you read the Declaration of Independence, if you read the Declaration of Independence as written, in 1776, you think that our founders wrote this yesterday and talking about today? Because we are seeing and we are hearing exactly, I'm sorry, we are living exactly what our founders were living back in 1776. Take King George and put King Joe in there. The Washington, D.C. cabal is no different than the monarchy of Great Britain in 1776. And that's the biggest threat that we face today, is the abuse of power by those in Washington, D.C., including those in the Republican Party. Because we know who those individuals are in the Republican Party who are part of that uniparty. I mean, even the dogs are going crazy. I suggest that you all read. I know we all have about 8 minutes or 8 minutes left. That you read the Declaration of Independence in its entirety. And it's important why Joe Biden confuses the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. He abhors both of them. His handlers have tremendous disdain for the Declaration of Independence and for the United States Constitution. We are embarking on the celebration of America's independence on Tuesday, July 4th. And there'll be fireworks and barbecues and, you know, we'll have the day off. But there's a reason why this destructive government is seeking to distract Americans. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, if you are a student of history, you pretty much have confined this part of the Declaration of Independence to memory. And here's Joe Biden. The Constitution says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal and endowed by their Creator. Biden also claimed that the U.S. fought a war in 1960 over the states having certain powers. And once again, he's lying. We owe these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created by the God. You know the thing? And of course, here it is once again. He just goes off on a tangent. And it's excused. It's excused. What's not excused is the Declaration of Independence is clear. The U.S. Constitution is very clear. Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a republican form of government. And this weekend, we are going to hear about democracy. We're going to hear about a democratic form of government. And that's a lie. That is misinformation. And you know that every talk show this weekend will trample out all these anti-constitutionalists who will start berating the U.S. Supreme Court. They're going to go in hysterics and how the Supreme Court is denying black people the right to go to college, and that's hogwash. You see, because in their identity politics utopia, it's important that they have a separatist mentality. You're not American anymore. Nope, you're black American. Oh, you're a white nationalist. You're Indian. You're gay. You're trans. You're this, you're that. No, you see, this is the radicalism of the left wing in America today. This is the radicalism of the globalist Marxism today. I don't care about what's going on today. I will say this, the Declaration of Independence as written and adopted by the Second Continental Congress and signed by 56 great Americans, applies today. And we have an opportunity in 2024 to alter and to abolish a form of government that is destructive, that is engaged in the abuse of power. And that's, you see, that's what scares the hell out of the Washington, D.C. syndicate, because 2024, we can affect change. And that change is what the Washington, D.C. syndicate does not want. But we are patriots. We, the people, believe that America can be great again. Because America has been great. And we have a leader that can bring back that prominence. Irrespective of the global mafia's decision to globalize the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me today. Check out other shows on Global Patriot Radio, including tomorrow night, Minister Simon Dakduk and the beautiful Christy revealing the truth about Islam at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Paul Sutliff was on with Osama last week. It's a great show. He's doing a series on Islam and the Quran. So check out Minister Simon Dakduk. Monday, Al and I will be back at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And Wednesday, you got Hank Jones and Poly Sports. You just heard Hank, but he's on at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday evenings right here on Global Patriot Radio. We're going to try it and fill some other slots here that we have some openings for on Global Patriot Radio. Hey, check out Annie, Southern Sense Talk Radio, with a great co-host, author Curtis Bennett. They're on right after I finish the show at 1 p.m., Go to Blog Talk Radio, Southern Sense Talk Radio. It's 1 to 4 p.m. Annie, the deplorable radio chick, is on. If you want a break from politics and an innate political show, please check out the Simone Nicole Show, Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Spreaker.com, Spreaker.com. Joshua does a fantastic show. It's a great self-help show. On Thursday evenings, check out Audrey Russo of Real Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays, go to AudreyRusso.com and check out her show. She's got some great guests up there. She does a great job, and her sidekick, her co-host, Mr. P, has some outstanding, outstanding rants. Also, check out Joe Gibson. He's on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Restoring Our Republic on Blog Talk Radio. Well, folks, the weekend is upon us. It's a holiday weekend. If you're going to be traveling, please be safe out there. Be prepared for delays. You know, that infamous the pilots don't have enough crew, or the pilot's sick. You know, all the excuses that the airlines seem to be giving these days. But seriously, though, safe travels wherever you are. God bless you all. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Hank, for your call. Thank you, Ducky. And thank you, everybody in podcast land, for listening this afternoon. You all be safe out there. God bless you guys. Frankie's going to take us out. Ciao, everybody.
Oh, no, not me. I did it. My way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my way.
Rest in peace, TM. Ciao for now.